We're going to get ready for a new mayor and council this fall. So what are you keeping your eye on when it comes to civic matters? And what issues do you think should be getting more attention? Well, Ben Meisner is a longtime broadcaster and journalist in the city of Prince George. And so during the run-up to this election this November, well, we thought we'd ask his thoughts on some of the issues facing the city in a column we're calling One Man's Opinion.
The public city taxpayer, civic election, the public local government councillors and mayor, the public, the city of Prince George. I'm Meisner. That's One Man's Opinion. The public should be reminded once again, heading into this year's civic election, that the term for the newly elected councillors and mayor will be for a period of 4 years, unlike the previous 3-year term. There also is no recall. So if you're discontent with what council members are doing, it will be 4 years before you can have your say. Are there issues that appear to be getting slid under the carpet until after the civic election? The very first one that comes to mind is the proposed stormwater utility, or rain tax, as the public sees it. The matter has been before council earlier, but now the whole issue has been delayed until next spring, after the election, before it returns to council for consideration. Now, you'll be told it just happens that the issue cannot be studied properly until that time. Now, that rainwater tax is the latest way many municipalities have been able to tax the public without it appearing that they're raising taxes. It's no different than the city of Prince George. You'll have noticed that your utilities bill is increased to the point where the average home is paying about $1,000 a year for items such as garbage, sewer and water, and snow removal, many of which were not billed as utilities up until the local government came up with the idea that if you put a pea under the shell and shift it around, you may confuse the person to the point that you can pull the wool over their eyes. The cost of local government has been growing at leaps and bounds over the past decade, and the excuse has been that the senior levels of government have been shifting the burden of providing services onto the local government. Local government could have taken the position that, for example, subsidized housing is a responsibility of the province, which it is. You may recall that the city bought the Air on top of the old casino for $900,000 and then constructed subsidized housing on it, all the while failing to ensure that a covenant on the property to build some condos was met. The city is now saying we can get the Air back from the owner of the property if they don't go ahead with the condos for a buck. That single venture should be enough to convince the city taxpayers that when it comes to looking after the public's money in a prudent manner, they score a failure in an area that they have no business to have ventured into in the first place. I'm Meisner. That's One Man's Opinion.
Ben Meisner with his opinions on some of the goings-on in city politics in Prince George. You can expect to hear from him regularly as we go into this year's civic elections. And we'd like to hear from you. What are your thoughts? You can email daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. That's daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.